I want to be successful so bad that I'm obsessed with it. It's where my mind always goes. How can I elevate up? How can I do what I'm already doing, but do it better? How can I make more people aware of me and my message? How can I find a way to impress my friends, my family, my wife, and that 10-year-old that still lives in me? How can I do something so big that my estranged mother sees me somewhere in her life and goes, fuck, I missed out on being a part of my son's life. He made it, and he did it without me. I'm always so focused on success that I've often had to remind myself to pump the brakes and remember to be in the moment for what it is that I do have, to be grateful for all those things that I have accomplished. Because I suffer from a disease that many of us do. I'm always focused on what I don't have, and I often forget what it is that I do have. I think the most important thing to really drive home is that success is a mirage. And when you get there, you probably don't even know that you are there because you eventually find the next thing to focus all of your emotional energy on. So therefore, many of us will always go through life not feeling successful. When you make money, you tend to spend more money. So you continually go through this thing in life where you make more money, but you buy a bigger house. You make more money, you buy fancy cars. You make more money, you have kids, you put them through college. So therefore, even though you make more, you always feel like you need more. So if we never feel like we have enough money, and if we never feel emotionally successful, but those are the two things that are driving us. That's the rhythm of the drum that's banging in my head. Make more money, become successful. Make more money, become successful. Make more money, become successful. You fucking idiot. Why aren't you there yet? That's what I hear in my head. That is the ringing of the bell that is just chiming over and over in my head. Make more money, be successful. You fucking idiot. I live in California. I live in paradise. People around me are more successful. They do have more money. I'm constantly reminded every day of my level in society. And I see people that have dream modern homes, that drive Land Rovers, that are on network TV shows, that have huge audiences. These people aren't fantasies. They're my friends. These people aren't illusions. They're my fucking neighbors. So it's constantly being shoved in my face. I have less. I'm not successful, and I'm a fucking idiot for not getting there. But I have a beautiful wife. I have friends that I love till my heart feels like it's going to shatter. I have two cats and a dog that give me endless love, and I love the walks that I take with Sari, my dog, my miniature bull terrier. She's not going to be on this earth forever. A dog will always remind you of how precious time is. And last but not least, this is my job. I do what I love, and I've found a way to profit from my passions. Not a huge profit, but enough of a profit to break even each month and to get to be a curator of content for the next. My job is my life. I live my life, try to live it hard, try to live it responsibly. Try to remember to pull up my phone and take notes in the good times and the bad times. I turn that into content, whether it's a podcast or a vlog, and then I share it. And hopefully people like it and I move forward. And that's a blessing that honestly, I know I take for granted far too often. And as you've heard, I'm trying to correct that. The point of all this is if we'll never feel like we have enough success, then we'll never feel like we have enough money. And if we look at people like Anthony Bourdain and Kate Spade, who could you say was more successful than those two? Dream jobs. It's when it all goes right, you know? You find something that you love, the world loves the way that you do it, and the next thing you know, you have one of the most desirable handbag lines. Or the next thing you know, you're being paid to travel the globe to meet the people you want to meet, have the food that you want to eat in the city that you want to be in. I have literally been in pitch meetings where people are trying to pitch me as an Anthony Bourdain for the creative community. That is something that has 100% happened. I have been tethered to that guy so people could understand what it would look like to put me on video. So when that guy who's the example of everything that maybe I could become, he's so unhappy and he sees no happiness in sight that he takes his life? Or Kate Spade, beating all of the odds, fashion is such a hard industry to crack and to become one of those brands. I bought my sister a Kate Spade keychain once, and I think I spent $150 on it. Like, to get to that level of couture and of fashion and to be that desirable, think about how many brands crash and burn before they get to half of where Kate Spade got. And she wasn't happy. She took a rope and took her life. If we're never going to have enough money, and if we're never going to feel success, then maybe what we should focus on is the art of craft, the art of making, and the people that we make it with, and the people that we're around. Maybe instead of focusing about the money you don't have in your bank account or the jobs that you haven't landed, you should take time this weekend to think about the money that you do have. Hopefully you're not listening to this homeless under a bridge somewhere. Hopefully you were able to pay your rent last month, which is a privilege. Not everybody makes that milestone, but we've learned to take it for granted, and we've learned to look at people that have passed us, lapped us 10,000 times, and think that they have it all. When in fact, you and I today have something more precious than Anthony Bourdain and Kate Spade. We have today. And if we do it right, we'll have tomorrow. And to me, that's better than a hit TV show. That's better than being a fashion icon. That I'm alive today and I have love in my heart. And I know that people love me back. And I know that I get to choose my own destiny because I have no boss. It's just me guiding myself through the universe. And friends, I'm no stranger to suicide. In fact, I just made a list to make sure that I got it right. But in my notebook in front of me that I keep all of my work notes in, I was able to easily count out 11 people in my life that have committed suicide. One of which was my very first girlfriend that I lost my virginity to. That one is still with me. Almost every day. Almost every day I think about where I'm at, what I've experienced, and how different I am from the day that Carla Elaine Millian decided to take her life. Sitting in a sports car, listening to the Les Miserables soundtrack, with a photo of all of her friends and family sitting shotgun. You know those frames where you put a bunch of photos in all the little holes? She took that off the wall. Put it in the car next to her. To see the faces of all the people that she was leaving behind. And oh, she left them behind because we've all moved on. I am in such an insanely different person since I was when I was 17. And you know what? Now that I think about it, I have a lot more success since I was 17. And I have a lot more money since I was at dead zero at 17. So maybe I have found what I'm looking for. And hopefully, I will find it with you. Learning to love myself. Learning to never, ever let suicide be the permanent solution to a very temporary problem. It is a wake-up call that I learned early in life, but it has changed my entire outlook on life. I never let myself get that dark. I never let myself get there because I know life is a gift, life is a blessing, and I've seen what happens when you put an end to it. I know what nothingness looks like. It's not an option for me. I can't promise much about the future, and I won't even attempt to, but I can promise one thing, 100% I can promise you this. I will never, ever commit suicide. Because I know people that have, and I see what they got in return. And it is the worst deal that you could ever cut with yourself. And if you're feeling down and out, I swear to you, one thing I know about all these people that took their life, they left behind people that cared about them. They left behind wives. They left behind husbands, boyfriends, girlfriends, best friends, schoolmates, business partners. All 11 of these people here in front of me had people like me that would have helped them out if they just would have asked for it. So I beg of you, if you feel depressed, if you feel down and you feel out, you owe it to yourself to ask for help. Just ask for it. Somebody somewhere loves you enough to help you find the path back to healing your heart. I'll make you another promise. Someone cares about you. And if all else fails, 716-316-7102. That's my mobile phone number. You got at least one person to call, so now you have no excuse. There's one person out there that you can at least give a shout to that will send you in the right direction. My name is Mark Bricky. I will be back here tomorrow as your host. But until then, please make the most of today. And remember, money, success, these things are illusions. But what is real is the opportunity to live today. Don't ever take that from yourself. And let's make a deal right now, you and I, that we will try not to take it for granted anymore.